99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:34, a wet, rainy Tuesday. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Yeah, what a nasty start to, well, I mean, I guess it's start to our week. We had yesterday off, but yeah, so.
Can I, first off, mention something about your outfit?
Wearing a t-shirt, jacket, jeans, tennis shoes.
What does the shirt say underneath?
Hot classic.
Okay, because what I can see as it's framed.
Hot ass.
By your jacket.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says hot classic on it.
Yeah, but you have a jacket on over it, and the jacket kind of frames
all right.
Hot ass. So that's.
Nice.
That is I didn't even well know. Done. Yeah. Not,
wow. All
yeah. Right.
It's like the whole shirt is kind of an inside joke for my grandpa who recently passed away. I was FaceTiming with him and I had another shirt on and he was like, "What's your shirt say? Hot classic?" He was like, "I need one of those." And it was completely wrong, but it was hysterical. So we're like, "Oh, it's funny, you know, we'll get a shirt that says hot classic."
Do you think he'd think about a hot ass shirt?
I think he'd probably need one of those too.
Thumbs up.
That's right.
Thumbs up.
Wow. All right.
Now, if you right now, I can hot see lass. Hot lass.
Ah, hot lass. Hot lassie. Hot.
Which I don't know if that's better for you. Yeah, just keep it right there.
Yeah, there you go. Hot ass.
I just want to know now. Here's the experiment. How many other people?
That's funny.
Are going to see you today?
I didn't notice that at all.
First thing.
I didn't notice that at all.
First thing.
All right. Welcome.
When there are words, I read them. That's what I read.
Okay. All right.
It's a hot ass kind of day.
That's right. All right. That's where we're starting.
All right.
We got to get a picture of this now.
Yeah, we really should. Because that is incredible.
All right.
It's incredible placement.
I mean,
I wonder if the shirt designers were like, you know what? You know, it would be fun if someone decides to wear this with a jacket over it. You don't think they thought about that?
How could they think that?
I don't know. It's so great, though.
It's so random.
It's so great.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you for pointing that out, because I would have gone through the entire day. And who knows?
That could have been fun, too.
Who knows what might have been said behind my back had I not known the source of everything.
Do you have big boy meetings today?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
Who knows?
That'd be really fun. Just make sure.
That's
you got
right.
The jacket. Just our there you go.
That's right.
There it is.
There it is. Look at that. Okay. And my hot classic shirt.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah. All it right. Means something different now.
Yeah.
With the jacket on.
I like it even more.
It's different now.
I like it even more. All right. Today, Florida. Florida making the show. With a naked story, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
A setting the bar story. I'm going to tell you, you're going to recognize this setting the bar story.
Oh, wow.
You're going to recognize it.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this dude back in December.
I love it when they make repeat appearances.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know, and it's from Indiana, so bonus.
That's even better.
We got to talk about Walmart Charlene.
God, she's an icon.
Right?
And she's American treasure.
She really is.
And there's a petition.
Sure. And then a phone tap on the way as well. So, man, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning.
Yeah, it's stuff.
But we're already starting.
It's a hot ass kind of day. That's where we're starting.
That's where we're starting.
Okay.
All right. I like that.
I'll take your picture in just a
second. Oh, yay. All right. Great. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. And Donald making the show again from Indiana. If you can manage to make it through the day without leading police on a chase when you have a forehead tattoo that says crime pays, then you're doing okay.
You just can't stay away.
If this sounds familiar, you're right. because Donald went viral back in December after he appeared on an episode of Live PD from Terre Haute.
Oh, wow.
A Terre Haute man with a crime pays tattoo on his forehead has been arrested after yet another police pursuit.
Okay, Donald just can't stay away.
Yet another police pursuit.
Yeah.
According to the Terre Haute Police Department, Murray was arrested after a short police chase Monday morning. His charges are now resisting law enforcement, reckless driving, possession of methamphetamine, maintaining a common nuisance, and auto theft.
Wow.
Maintaining a common nuisance?
Well, maybe it's the tattoo.
Might be.
Now, Donald Murray went viral in December after he and his tattoo were featured on an episode of Live PD.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay. That's maybe a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy etched on his head.
You know, it says crime pays. So far, it has. For him.
As far as making him famous?
Yeah.
All right.
Infamous, maybe.
If you want to look at it like that.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without leading police on a chase, when again, your forehead has the tattoo that says crime pays, you're doing okay.
Although I would say, literally, it has not, I think, benefited him monetarily. So in that sense.
You're right.
I don't think it has paid. Right.
Crime hasn't paid.
Right.
Donald.
Unfortunate.
Indiana. Making the show.
I mean, how is that not coming true for him?
On 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
So it took about a week to bloom, but a new mural is up and finished called Where Hope Blooms at Norton Children's Hospital.
Cool.
To greet you that right there at the front. It was designed as a reminder that hope happens every day at the hospital. And their goal is for patients, families, and employees and visitors to take a picture in front of the mural to serve as a reminder of their journeys in overcoming adversity, which is a really cool, positive spin on having to spend some time there. So if you happen to be in the area, snap a picture in front of Norton Children's and tag Where Hope Blooms. We're going to be raising some money.
I was going to say, in a couple weeks, I want to say.
Yes, we'll be broadcasting live from the suburban location. They have Norton Women and Children's Hospital and telling you some amazing stories of families who have spent quite a bit of time there at Norton Children's Hospital.
Yeah, it's kind of that annual tradition, Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon there.
Yep, March 5th and 6th.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, so that's coming up, and that's your Feel Good, brought to you by JCPS. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Guys, I need to introduce you to 83-year-old Hattie Wiener.
I'm sorry, her last name's Wiener?
Yes.
Of course it is.
83-year-old Hattie Wiener.
Okay.
She is on Tinder and is living her best life. Why, might you ask, is Hattie Wiener using Tinder, an app for dating and hooking up?
Like most people on Tinder, I was interested in meeting guys and also in getting laid.
Hang on. You have got to warn us. Before you're throwing that out there like that, Hattie.
Grandma's getting some action.
Listen, at 83,
she's
the filters are gone.
She doesn't care.
The filters
she doesn't care.
Are out she the window. Care. She's going to lay it on the line.
Okay. So, you know, at 83, Hattie's lived some life, you know? She's lived some life.
Yeah. Oh, and she wants to live some more.
Yeah, so by the way, if you want to text us the word Hattie, H-A-T-T-I-E, we'll send you the story of Hattie.
In a normal week for you, how many dates do you go on?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Good question. Sure.
Is it working?
In a good week, three people.
How old are you again?
I'm 83. No surgery and no implants.
No implants?
Okay, she's all natural.
No surgery.
She has aged gracefully.
Hattie has aged gracefully.
Uh-huh.
Hattie's rolling in with some hot tips on how to find love and what to do.
She knows a thing or two.
If you're drawn to the guy, don't analyze it. Just swipe right. Generally, you just trust your instinct. Because if you ask a whole bunch of questions, everybody thinks they're interesting and fun and sexy and all that. So just, if it hits you right, just say, I'm going to give it a try.
Okay, just swipe.
If it hits you right.
Don't think about it, just swipe.
I'm gonna give it a try.
Just go with your gut.
Go with your gut, Hattie.
He's hot, swipe right.
So 83-year-old Hattie, then you're probably, your next question is, well, what type of guys is she getting on Tinder?
I feel like she doesn't necessarily have a specific type.
I have a filter, 55 and up.
Okay, all right, she does. 55 and up, I'm not even looking at you if you're below that.
So that means like 30 years age difference.
That's all right.
You go, Hattie. You go.
Young guys in their 20s figured it out. A whole bunch of college guys who say they're 109, 85, 79. And I'm looking at their age, and then I'm looking at their profiles like they're... like their mother is still making their lunch. Adorable.
Oh, my gosh. Hattie's clowning.
It. Yeah.
Hattie's clowning on the 20-year-olds that are on Tinder.
You're not fooling her.
You're not fooling Hattie. Yeah.
She sees through it. It's great.
So, again, this... The season of love.
Yeah. It's never too late.
Take Hattie Wiener's advice.
Okay.
Especially if you're using Tinder like Hattie.
Like most people on Tinder, I was interested in meeting guys and also in getting laid.
Okay, stop. Stop right there. Stop right there.
Oh, happy loving. Oh, okay. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Now Justin Bieber saying that he did the entire Selena Gomez relationship wrong. Well, I think we all kind of knew that.
I think we gathered that from all the songs that both of them have released. Yeah, he said sorry. Sure. She's like, sure. I had to lose you to love me. Yeah. So I think we get
it. We get it.
We know how that played out.
All right, thank you.
Everything's fine now, though. Everyone's moved on.
Thank you, kids. All right. Yeah. It's 6:45 here on 99.7 DJX today. According to Wave 3 News storm tracking team, clouds, rain should be moving out by the afternoon. But yeah, it's pretty nasty out there now. Just kind of wet and rainy and blah. It's like 53 degrees. Crazy.
Yeah. So it's just pretty much going to ruin your hair.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad hair day.
Yeah. And so later in the week, though, it's going to get colder. High's only in the 30s, so...
It's annoying to drive in, and the river doesn't need this.
No!
The river does not need any more of this.
Yeah, River Road, remember, between, like, 3rd and Zorn, I think you're going to run into a lot of closures there.
Well, even on the waterfront there, in the right here, yeah. Belvedere area, that is intense.
No, no good. No good. So, yeah, just kind of keep that in mind, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, that you're going to... run into those road closures. And then I know if Lexington Road is like a street that you are taking in the morning for commutes, know that, you know, they're doing water work there. So that's going to be closed down over by Grinstead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just
there's stuff going on.
I mean, welcome to the metro.
Just go back to bed.
Hey, coming up next, Florida's making the show, which isn't an odd saying to hear.
It's a pretty regular occurrence.
Right. Florida's making the show courtesy of Stefan.
Stefan makes it sound a little bit
more
regal.
All right, we'll call him Stefan.
Stefan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stefan.
I'm pretty sure it's Stefan.
Stefan. that's coming up next. Drabazi. DJX. Good morning. It's Kelly K Show. Florida makes the show just about every single day because weird random things happen down in that state that don't seem to happen in other states. So we kind of give them, you know, its own title. We've decided to call him Stefan.
Stefan.
All right.
Sounds kind of regal, doesn't
it? So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing some ribeye steaks from a grocery store while naked, you're doing okay.
Where... is he stashing those steaks, sir? If you're not bringing pockets.
Okay. So,
logistically.
Right. Let's get into this story here real quick.
Didn't think
I know.
This through.
Logistics, sure. Stefan. We're going to call him Stefan.
Stefan.
After people saw Stefan short stuffing ribeye steaks down his pants, he had pants.
Oh, he had pants on.
Yes.
Okay.
Then a manager and customer were like, yo!
Hey!
That's not where they go!
They have grocery carts.
Those are crotch steaks now. We're going to have to slap a crotch steak sticker on them and sell them at 50% off.
Ben and Kelly already have the stickers.
I know.
It's going to be fine.
So a manager and another customer tried to pin him on the ground. However, Stefan, being a wily, sneaky ninja sort of guy, he...
I take my pants off, they can't nab me.
He was able to escape.
Then no steaks on me. What are you talking about?
That's right. He wriggled out of his clothes... and then ran around the store.
Impressive.
Naked.
Okay.
Listen.
Wait, he had to take off his underwear too?
Well.
Or maybe he was commando.
Maybe he
I don't
was
know.
Commando,
oh, gosh.
Kelly. Here's the thing. You'd think that, okay, I nearly got nabbed.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Maybe you're just running out of the store.
No, he's running in the aisles?
He's just running around the store.
Oh, wrong way.
So when police arrived,
wrong way, Stefan.
He refused to stop. What do you think police did?
Oh, they probably tased him.
They brought the taser out. God, when you're naked, that taser will stick places you probably don't want it to stick. That's why Stefan had to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow. He ended up dang.
Because that taser.
Oh, did things?
Stuck.
I don't have one of those.
No, you don't. It hit there.
It hit there. What was he doing?
Well,
helicoptering? What's happening? I don't understand.
I don't know if he was like trying to
try to catch me.
Trying to catch me. Like, Stefan, stop there. I'll get you.
Oh, wow.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without a couple different things. One, trying to steal ribeyes.
Yeah, let's pay for those.
While you're naked. And two, trying to elude police when you're naked and then getting tased in the junk. Well, then, yeah, you're doing okay.
Ow. I can't begin to imagine.
So, Stefan.
That would sting.
And Florida making the show. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
This is an insane story of a lost and found.
Okay.
So, a high school class ring was lost in Maine of 1973.
Maine in 1973. Okay, got it.
The 63-year-old woman was given the high school ring by her late husband when they first started dating when she was just 16. She lost it when she took it off to wash her hands after using the bathroom in a store in 1973.
My gosh.
It has turned up in a forest in Finland.
How in the world did they trace it back to her?
We have no idea. Like, there are a lot of missing links as to how it found its way. She has no idea how it ended up.
Wow.
3,750 miles away. But a sheet metal worker found the ring under 8 inches of soil in a forest in Finland.
It had to have been engraved with her name or something.
Of course.
Right?
It had to have been. Or his name. And, I mean, there was a lot of detective work that had to be done in Finland to find a lady in Maine who had missed it.
Well, really, this is the feel good for the dude who found it in Maine or in Finland.
Right.
To go through the steps of
eggs
tracking her down.
Yeah. Wow. 47 years later, she gets the ring back.
Dang.
Crazy. All right. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Incredible story. We'll tweet it out for you at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by JCPS. All right, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, get that into the website at WDJX.com. Click win, and you could be headed down to Miami. There is a concert, Niall Horan, Lewis Capaldi, doing a tour, and we're going to send you there. All right, down to Florida, South Beach, Lewis.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah, L-E-W-I-S. Lewis Capaldi.
That concert's going to be hype.
And Niall Horan, 99.7 DJX. By the way, did you see Lewis Capaldi had tweeted out a photo of him and Joe Jonas wearing lederhosen and like with a beer stein, like cheersing.
I wouldn't recognize Lewis Capaldi if you, I don't.
Well, the Grammys didn't recognize Lewis Capaldi.
I was going to say, I feel bad. I don't know what he looks like.
He looks like Ed Sheeran's cousin.
Okay. I have a picture in my head.
He's a nice young man.
Okay.
Got a witty sense of humor. Anyways,
all right.
We want to send you down there.
He likes chicken parm. I know that about him.
He sure does. Which we learned was an aphrodisiac.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Among other things, you know, the avocado, the chicken parm.
The maggot cheese.
The maggot cheese.
It's an interesting list, to say the least.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was penis wine thrown in there.
Oh, God!
Yeah, you can hear the entire list on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen.
Made from what, three different animals?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great.
I think so. All right.
That's awesome. Nice up the weekend.
All right, WDJX.com. Click win. My name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hi there.
Kelly wearing a nice sweater.
Thank you.
Little, what is that?
It's a cardigan.
Peach t-shirt.
It's like a coral t-shirt
with
a
jeans.
Multicolor cardigan. Yeah.
You notice something special about my shirt when
immediately.
Well, here's the thing. First off, backstory. My wife's grandfather, who recently passed, I was on a FaceTime with him about a year or two ago, and he was trying to read the word or phrase on my shirt. And my shirt at the time, I think it said not basic. I was wearing a shirt that said not basic.
Uh-huh.
And so, which, long story.
Sure.
Right. And so he was trying to read it, and he was like, what does that say? Like Boston? Hot classic. It says hot classic. I need one of those shirts. So we're like, that's kind of funny. And so after he passed, then I got a shirt called Hot Classic. I'm wearing that today.
Except you're framing it with a jacket.
With a jacket that says.
And when the jacket is on, it kind of covers certain letters to where the only letters I see spell hot ass. So it's a little.
Thank you.
A little awkward. I was wow. Walked in this morning like, well, we're feeling very sassy today, aren't we?
Ha! It takes a different meaning when I wear the jacket, doesn't it?
A little.
Yeah.
A little. Well, we've got a picture up on Facebook if you want to see it. It's pretty. It is a hot classic.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
All right. I think he would be proud.
He should be.
Yeah. I think he would be proud.
I think he would be proud with the look with the jacket on top, too.
Thank you. All right.
Is getting.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Lindsay. She says, I always make fun of my mom for writing checks when we go out.
Yeah.
It always takes her forever to go through the grocery store line or pay for a meal at a restaurant. She just ordered even more checks. So I don't know if she'll ever catch up with the digital age or not. So all right. Could you call her a little phone tap and give her a little grief?
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. And it's all in good fun.
Of course it is.
Melissa, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling for Melissa.
Yeah, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm with customer service at Bank. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. The reason I'm calling is about the check order you submitted.
Yes, I am just about out, and so I had ordered a few more boxes.
I see that. We received your order in the mail today. Were you aware you could place these orders online?
Yeah, but I've always done it by mail, and am I not allowed to do it that way? Is that a problem?
No, I guess it's not a problem. It's just that most people find it more convenient to do it online. It saves you having to address an envelope, use a stamp, and whatnot.
Yeah, well, I don't mind. I just bring it to the post office with my other mail that I take.
So you bring the letter to the post office?
Oh, yeah. I don't trust leaving it in my mailbox. But is there a problem with my order or something?
No, your order's fine. Now, how many boxes of checks did you order?
I think I ordered 4.
All right. That's about 500 checks. You're really committed to the check writing, aren't you?
Well, I use a lot of checks, between bills and shopping and stuff. Why are you asking me about this? Is there something wrong?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm quite frankly, I just wanted to talk to the last customer from our bank who still is using checks.
What do you mean?
Well, ding, 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 Melissa. You're the one. You're the winner. The last one standing. The last person out there still writing checks.
Oh, that can't be true. That can't be right at all.
Well, it is true. Everyone else from our bank has switched up to credit cards or debit cards. They have cards even that you can just wave near the card reader and it grabs your information. You don't even have to swipe.
Are you really?
But not for Melissa. Oh, no. She'd rather hold up the line at the grocery store writing out her checks.
No, wait a minute. I like writing my checks. I like knowing exactly where my money goes.
I'm sure you do. Melissa doesn't even keep up with new technology. Doesn't need it. Are we reaching you on your flip phone today, Melissa?
This is my home phone.
Oh, of course. Of course. A landline.
Hey. I'm starting to kind of feel like you're making fun of me.
Well, you probably still listen to the radio, too, don't you?
Well, of course, everybody listens to the radio.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I hope they do, Melissa. Then they'll be able to hear you on there right now. Because we're calling you from 99.7 DJX.
Oh, my God. You are kidding.
Melissa, it's Ben Davis from DJX, and your daughter Lindsay wanted us to just mess with you a little bit about your checks.
Oh my gosh. Man, you guys had me going there.
Well, I hope you weren't offended. We'll let you go so you can just go back to doing whatever you do.
Oh, ha, very funny. You all have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Did you hear she was genuinely surprised at the cards you could just wave?
Wait a minute. What?
What is happening? Hang on. Wait a second. This was fantastic new information for her. And I'm so glad we could help deliver it.
We did. This is really a public service.
It really is.
There you go. That's your phone tap. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Real quick. Sports news. You know, Daytona 500. You already know. I mean, it happened on, what, Sunday? Daytona 500 down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Had a rain delay, all that. Denny Hamlin ended up winning his second Daytona 500. That's not what everybody's talking about. Everybody's talking about Ryan Newman. Ryan Newman was in first place heading into the last lap when there was a really, really serious crash that happened right before the finish line. He wound up finishing fourth on the roof of his car. It flipped completely over.
Holy cow.
Sending him actually to the hospital, and it was kind of tense there for a while.
To the inside, Newman to the front.
Nothing Denny Hamlin could do. What can Ryan Blaney now do? Here comes a push from Denny Hamlin. Oh, this thing's not over yet. Not at all.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
Yeah, so kind of a scary situation and transported to the hospital. Now, the hospital says, look, Ryan's in serious condition, but his injuries are not life-threatening. So that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good information. So.
Yeah, for sure. So
goodness.
There. NASCAR fans, Daytona 500. Denny Hamlin wins. Ryan Newman going to be okay after his injuries are serious, though. So
yeah. And it's cool to see President Trump take a lap in the Beast.
Yeah,
that was pretty amazing.
Before the Daytona 500 took off,
he buzzed in Air Force One.
There was the
buzz the track, so we could see that, and then he takes a lap in the Beast.
Yeah, there you go.
That's living your best life right there.
We're gonna have to introduce you to Charlene.
Charlene's an icon.
Yeah, and it involves Walmart.
So she's a Walmart icon.
So you're automatically thinking, where's this story headed?
Oh, it's headed to nothing but fantastic magic.
Fantastic Magicville.
Yeah.
Okay. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Normally when we talk about Walmart and we talk about someone at Walmart, it is some sort of Florida story or a setting the bar story. This is neither. It's Charlene.
Charlene is an icon.
Yeah, sure. She works in Maryland and works at the Walmart there in Northeast Maryland.
And their Facebook page is on fire.
So what makes Charlene so special? Well, Charlene, she's an older woman.
Yeah.
And she's in her
60s.
Takes photos with products that Walmart sells. That's all.
Most of the time, though, she is not smiling. She's just deadpan. Just holding, like, she's got a milk mustache, holding some milk and Oreos
in front
of the freezer aisle.
You can pick that up at Walmart.
Yep. She's in a cart filled with cabbage.
Cabbage, right. In front of the banana section.
Even has some cabbage leaves on her head.
Right.
Which then a lot of people did end up commenting on that particular picture. Like, are you going to sell those particular cabbages that were used for that photograph?
Yeah, good question.
They're all over Charlene.
Yeah, Charlene wrapped in bubble wrap in another photo. But there's a ton of photos that have captured just the products that Walmart sells. And Charlene's face
is
just, as you said, deadpan and 100% just not herring.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
She is amazing. She's like sprawled out on the floor with like exercise weights in like the yoga section. I mean, she is showing everything they have. She is showcasing pretty much every department.
So now there's a petition to get her on Ellen.
Yes.
And I'm not necessarily sure what she was going to do on Ellen other than just sit there and with a deadpan face. I don't know.
There is one particular picture.
Okay.
Perusing the comments, someone found where she was smiling. She's holding a box of condoms. Some
intimate objects?
Yes.
Okay.
And 50 Shades of Grey in the cart.
Wow. Look at that. So it shows you Walmart. You can get those too.
They sell lots of things.
All right.
So they sell lots of things.
If you want to see this, Charlene.
Holy cow.
Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
This is amazing.
Have her displayed, but yeah, it'll put a smile on your face.
She needs to be like the greeter at the Ellen Show. Just stand there in the audience with a vest on, greeting people.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good idea. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So another little kid has decided to have their birthday party at a Target, and it's kind of the best thing ever.
Nice.
A little 8-year-old girl in Georgia, Atlanta. She celebrated her birthday party. Everybody wore uniforms. They all had the name tags. They had a scavenger hunt, had some hot dogs. Each kid got a Target gift card.
Absolutely.
Got to go shopping. The birthday girl ended up getting to be the cashier and check everybody out when they were ready to pay for their purchases with their gift cards. Living her best life.
Yeah, you know, like, that's a different location for a or setting for a birthday party.
It's not a typical
place
venue for a kid's birthday party, but we've heard of it before. I mean, we've seen kids have birthday parties at CVS.
True.
And then, you know, and people have done it at the Target too. So there you go.
Right.
Atlanta Target.
Look at that.
And I think the best part was her being able to actually be the cashier, the working cashier.
Yeah, check everybody out.
Yes, absolutely. That's the greatest thing ever. We'll tweet out the story if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. According to Way 3 News Storm Tracking Team, you've got rain getting out of here today, decreasing clouds. Temperature's going to fall. By tomorrow, it's going to be mid-40s. Then by Thursday, it's going to be mid-30s. And so it's going to just get colder. Man, like yesterday, it was like spring.
It was awesome.
There was...
I got the fever.
Yeah, and I felt bad because I look at the ground and I see, like, outside my house, I got, like, some... are those spring plants that start to like poke through, you know, the little green. And I'm like,
is it time yet?
I'm like, easy guys.
Yeah.
Easy.
Hang on.
There's going to be another freeze. I just know there's going to be another
premature.
Freeze. Yeah. Yeah. Don't go sprouting yet.
Now listen, are you the type that like covers up your plants
to
shield them?
No, I want to say I know a hard no, because I feel like I have in the past.
But at the present time, no.
No, no.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm like, listen, you go any higher, you're going to die. You're going to die.
As long as you warn them.
I tell them. I did. I was talking to my daughters yesterday. I'm like, man, look at these idiots. These stupid idiot plants.
To be fair, Mother Nature is very confusing.
Yes.
They're a little confused right now. Yeah. Like, wait a second. It's 60 degrees. All right, it's go time.
I know.
It's go time.
So I'm grow shaming my plants.
You are. Yeah. A little. It's a little bit, what's happening?
You idiot. You're going to die, don't you know?
Go back down there. Not time yet.
Retreat. So anyway.
I'll tell you when it's March.
Yeah, 53 outside now. Still going to see some rain in the forecast today. But yeah, that just kind of goes away and it just becomes cloudy for the rest of the day. It is 8:16. By the way, we're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can always get us on the stream there. You can get our podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. I do enjoy seeing the people. We were off yesterday, but I do enjoy seeing the people that are, hey, just catching up on the podcast.
Yeah.
And they'll respond to a bunch of different things that we talked about either yesterday or in the past or whatever.
Well, and then also Barbara texts in And we can't respond back to Barbara because she's opted out of responses from us. So, Barbara, we're not ignoring you. We just can't respond.
Are you literally just talking to one person?
I am talking to one person. Her name is Barbara.
That's what our show's been reduced to.
And listen, we super serve our customers, do we not? We have six listeners. So I'm gonna send this message straight out to Barbara. Barbara, if you're listening, we are not able to respond. For months, she's been sending us like questions.
Okay.
And she probably thinks we're ignoring her. We're not ignoring you, Barbara. We just can't respond.
Or maybe she doesn't.
Opt in, Barbara.
Maybe she just wants the one-sided communication. Listen, it's fine.
She was wondering if she missed Can't Be Kelly yesterday. No, because it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't.
We didn't do it.
Okay. All right.
Barbara.
Anything else you want to say to Barbara?
Opt in to getting responses. Okay. We'd love to respond, Barbara. You think she'll hear that?
No. Maybe she will. No, I don't.
Somebody tell Barbara.
I don't. I don't think she's going to hear that. Hey, coming up, it's still to come this hour. We've got Melissa in a marvelous phone tap on the way. Setting the bar story from, I gotta be honest, it may sound familiar.
Is this a familiar character?
Yes.
That has been in the spotlight before?
Oh, from our great Hoosier State.
Not a stranger to the spotlight.
Not a stranger.
Okay. Destined for greatness.
You could say.
Maybe.
You could say. At least his tattoo says so.
Well, I feel like the tattoo is the reason why he keeps popping up in this spotlight.
All right, I tell you what, we'll get to that next.
Okay.
All right, we'll get to, coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get to your setting the bar story straight out of Indiana.
Again.
Again.
Uh-huh.
Then your phone tap.
Dang,
before 9.
Daniel!
Oh my God.
I just brought that back out.
Wow.
I did. I just brought that back out.
All right, so,
to the 2020.
So,
welcome.
Can we recap? We have super served one listener, Barbara.
Talked to Barbara. Yep.
We've talked to Indiana.
Yep, sure did.
And then you brought back a meme from like 2016.
Was it that long ago?
I gotta say,
it was that long ago.
Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel. Back again.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Ready for some hot shower statistics?
I don't know.
So this survey that was done, and it's just a survey about showers. And I don't know why. I don't know what for, but here we are. So there was some research done by a bathroom company who asked 1,000 people from Britain and the United States about bathroom habits and, you know, about their shower, right?
Okay.
So, you know, 1% of people admitted that they don't actually bathe once in a week.
Once in a week?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a very small percentage of people
That's excessive.
I don't even bathe once a week.
Wow.
18% of people wash 1 to 3 times a week. 31% wash every single day. Okay.
I'm at least taking a bath. I'm washing my body every day. I might not wash the hair every day.
Yeah, 1 out of every 5 people admit that they do the sink showers. They avoid the shower altogether and they just wash up in the sink.
Interesting. They must be leading like incredibly sedentary lifestyle.
And you're going
to where they don't feel like, I'm not breaking a sweat at all. I'm not really moving a lot. I didn't get real dirty.
Right, right. And so you're probably sitting there in your car thinking, Ben, get to the point. Why are you even telling us about these hot shower facts? I didn't come here to hear some hot shower facts this morning.
Ben, get to the point. I didn't come here to hear hot shower facts this morning.
1 out of every 30 people you've met has taken a dump in the shower. There you go. There you go.
Back the truck up.
There you go.
Are you telling me?
That's the reason. That's the entire reason I'm wanting to drop in on some hot shower facts for you.
You said drop.
Yeah.
They're in the shower. Did you say at work?
Counterintuitive, too. Yeah, so apparently...
Who is showering at work?
Well, there are a lot of places of business who have locker rooms and showers.
Not us.
No, we don't. But there are plenty of other businesses I know that have showers and things like that. So apparently... 1 out of every 30. That is a very high number, I feel.
Yeah, I feel like it is too. And if I know anything about like public or locker room showers, there's not a big hole for the drain. Are you fishing that out?
I don't know,
and
Kelly.
Take it to the toilet? What is happening?
You know, I'm gonna go ahead and say a phrase that you like to say. What are the logistics in this?
Yeah.
Are mind-boggling. It seems counterintuitive as you're trying to clean.
You don't leave it there.
Why you'd evacuate yourself like that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for sharing. I kind of want to go back in time to where I didn't hear the hot shower facts. I want to go back in time.
I mean, it was very...
I was living my life thinking that nobody did that.
You're like, oh, wow, Ben's going to bore us with a bunch of shower facts about how people bathe on a regular basis.
Rolling in with the...
Nope.
Dropping the kids off at the pool.
One out of every 30 drops a deuce in the shower.
That is... Okay. That is excessive.
Okay.
So, that's excessive.
So there you go.
That is a lot of information in a small little sentence. And I kind of want to go back in time to where I didn't hear it.
All right.
Okay.
You're allowed.
All right. It's an educational show, kids.
Hot shower facts this morning.
Okay.
Here on the big 997 DJX. All right. Coming up next.
And I'm still staring at your shirt that says hot ass. I can't.
It's hot classic. It says hot classic. It's just framed. The way
it's framed by your jacket.
Yeah.
And all I see is hot ass. I don't, God, this is not helping.
Hot ass.
This is not helping.
Turn away, Grandpa.
I want to go back to bed.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So I hear a rumor that Martini Italian Bistro is walking around the radio station today.
Did you also hear that they're bringing food?
Are they really?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm asking.
That's what I was going to ask.
I'm asking.
I was asking you.
Did they get the memo? Did they tell them about the mandate about having to bring food if you're coming in here?
I mean, something. Pasta, pizza, meat, seafood. We'll take anything.
All of it.
But yeah, Martini Italian Bistro right there in Summit Plaza Drive is our Kentuckiana deal of the week this week.
So 9 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah.
That's when you can take advantage of getting, a $50 card for $25?
That's right.
Oh. Man, I feel like we can only properly convey that, though,
if they
bring us food.
I'll tell you what. All right.
Feeling a little peaked now.
Even bread.
Bread would work.
I'd work with bread.
I will take booze, even.
That's where Kelly's at. All right, KentuckianaDeals.com or WDGX.com. Click on the Kentuckiana Deals tab on Friday at 9. It goes live. All she wanna do is party on. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Did you catch The Bachelor last night?
I keep forgetting it's on.
I know.
I keep forgetting. I forgot the whole season. I saw the beginning. And I'll hop back on board for the end because, you know, the controversy, the rumors out there that he hooked up with a producer.
This is the pilot Pete, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was
hometowns.
I think he's down to the final three.
Yeah.
Which, spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you real quick.
Uh-huh.
It's Hannah Ann, Madison, and Victoria.
Okay.
Kelsey was the one who got sent home.
All right.
The big thing to come out of last night's Bachelor was...
There, you know, are some things that I still need to kind of share and open up with Peter about.
Okay, that...
Okay, who is this?
...is Madison.
Okay.
Madison.
Madison's got some dark secrets.
And one of those things is that I am saving myself for marriage.
Oh my gosh!
Well, that's not so dark. That's a good thing, I feel like. I feel like he'd be like, all right, sweet.
All right, great. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, have you seen my work at the...
The windmill? We know he is not in the same place in his life.
All right. Well,
okay.
Anyways, there you go, Bachelor. So we saved it for the end because we know you care.
Yeah, well, quite frankly, neither one of us watched and had it.
That's right.
Like the entire season. But I promise to jump on board for the finale because it's going to be the most shocking finale in Bachelor history, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they're promising?
I think that's what they're saying.
I think the after the final rose, the live after the final rose is when all the stuff goes down.
That's when it goes down.
Yeah.
All right.
So
we can't hardly wait. Okay, you miss anything from the show, including the hot ass to how it started?
Are you going to commit to the look all day?
I think I should.
Okay, just keep the jacket on and perfectly frame.
100%.
Okay.
To the hot shower facts that we dropped, to the phone tap.
Will you follow up and let me know how many people say something to you?
Yeah, sure.
And notice?
Yeah, I will.
Because I noticed it in record time.
You did.
First thing, as soon as I laid eyes on you, that's what I saw.
So, right.
Yeah.
Catch up on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
WDGX.com. Click listen.
And if you haven't yet see the picture of his outfit.
Yeah, we're talking.
His little outfit of the day, if you will.
Yeah, if you will.
On Facebook.
Yeah. All right. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.